here's a story from The World.
RT, the Russian state-controlled broadcaster, is kind of everywhere. You've probably come across their videos or news reports on social media. But one place that people will no longer be able to find RT is the Baltics. Both Lithuania and Latvia have now banned the outlet, formerly known as Russia Today. Estonia's government has said it may do the same. That's because of its ties to the Kremlin. Sovita Denica Liepnica is an assistant professor at Vidzeme University in Latvia. Sovita, what kind of influence does RT have worldwide? I mean, is it really popular and does it pose a threat because of the sense that it's so biased?
The problem is that RT is a part of this infrastructure of propaganda, this system of spreading hostile narratives. On Kremlin-owned channels, you can find very different stories, not only about Latvia, because this is not only about what kind of stories Russian language users have about Latvia, but also what do they have about Ukraine? What do they have about downing MH17? What do they have about case of poisoning Skripal? So this is the question about infrastructure. And RT is spreading disinformation. We have proof from different researchers. The problem is that we cannot be over-focused on RT. This is a very difficult system of information activities. And we have to monitor also other elements in this machinery of disinformation and propaganda.
But to clarify, RT wasn't banned because of its disinformation. It was banned, as I understand it, because of its ties to Kremlin media boss Dmitry Kiselev. And Kiselev is currently blacklisted by the European Union. For those who don't know, how would you describe Kiselev? Why has he been blacklisted by the EU?
One may say that he's one of the main known faces of Russian propaganda and disinformation, mainly internally or for domestic audience, but also in Latvia. When you have open-ended questions, you can find that some people also trust him and that they think that Dmitry Kiselev is a very well-known and qualitative journalist. And Latvia's media regulator believes that he is also the real head of RT channel system, not Margarita Simonyan, as she is an editor-in-chief, but he is the main person, and the Latvian media regulator believes that they have enough proof and that they are able to share this proof with other European regulators.
But Kiselev and RT's editor-in-chief, Margarita Simonyan, the woman you mentioned, they both deny Kiselev's ties to the RT channel. What do you make of that statement?
I think that they can foresee that following Latvian example, there might be more and more countries who will join Latvia and Lithuania, and that they will find this precedent as good enough to ban this RT system in their countries.
What kind of message, if any, does Lithuania and Latvia's ban on RT send to President Vladimir Putin?
I think that Latvia became the leader, showing to the European Union and to the world that we have to care about information. Strategic communication is important, and we understand the importance.
Solvita Denisa Lepnica is an assistant professor at Vidzeme University of Applied Sciences in Latvia. She's been speaking to us about the Baltics' recent ban of the Russian broadcaster RT. Solvita, thanks a lot.
Thank you.